Yeah.
Motion to approve, can we do the pledge and then a motion to adjourn?
Okay, 6:30, we call the meeting to order. And we'll have a roll call of supervisors. Supervisor Decker?
Here.
Right, Supervisor Thomas?
Thomas, are you the government, Alec?
I'm here.
Supervisor Caro is here. Supervisor Stock here.
Supervisor Bashaw?
And I believe I'm here. Supervisor Nordigan and Supervisor Rose are excused. And speaking of Supervisor Rose, he called me this afternoon, he's very sick, he's got a virus. Not coming in, especially for the protection of everybody around. So at this point, if there is no objection, because we have a resolution from Supervisor Rose, I would like to take it off the agenda tonight and we can put it on the next meeting. Is there any objection? Okay, so we remove resolution number, what is it, 8?
Rail line.
Okay, citizen comments, any citizen comments?
Yes.
Veronica Keen, 5518 34th Avenue, Kenosha. My comments tonight are in regards to Supervisor Boyd Frederick.
Gantz.
Gantz, Supervisor Gantz.
Supervisor Gantz, my fault. In regards to.
Boyd Frederick?
In regards to the reinstating the racial equity commission. And the point I want to raise is I sent an email to all the county board supervisors and the county exec to show you some pictures that were found in my neighborhood of a character a neighbor of mine was displaying. And the character was a male, African-American male display. And the individual had on a hoodie, and for the face, she used a black garbage bag for the face. And also she had black gloves for the hands, string around the feet, string around the neck, publicly displayed in her yard. Why law enforcement didn't see it, why postal workers didn't see it, yet postal workers deliver mail on a daily basis and law enforcement is supposed to be patrolling our neighborhoods. And so Jim Cruiser was the county exec at the time, so I emailed him and a couple other elected officials all the photos that I had taken in the yard. And he was able to talk to the mayor and the police department and the DA's office, and Mike Gravely sent two assistant DAs over to the home to ask the lady to take her display down. Several years ago, we had a student out at Central High School dressed in a full-blown Klan outfit, giving a presentation in class. But yet, we don't have a race problem in Kenosha County. I have pictures and evidence to prove it. So I'm asking you, the executive committee members, to reconsider the racial equity commission for Kenosha County. It is very much needed. I think if the county board was in control of the commission and selected the individuals who were part of the commission, the mission of the commission could move forward. I believe it in 2017, no, 2020, I was appointed to the Speaker's Task Force on Racial Disparities. I represented the Kenosha area. And I sat amongst 36 other individuals that were selected for this task force. And we addressed issues such as racial disparities in health, licensing, law enforcement, and all the other issues that are impacting minorities across the state of Wisconsin. And I sent everyone a copy of the two reports that came out of the task force that again shares why we have a problem with racial disparities in Wisconsin. So that task force was a statewide task force. It didn't just focus on Kenosha, it focused on the whole state, and there's a problem across the state. So to dismantle that commission and say we don't have a problem in Kenosha is not good for Kenosha. And I ask that you consider reinstating that commission and the county board taking control of that commission. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other citizens?
To encourage that you consider reactivating the Racial and Equity Commission and putting it into the hands of the county board. As county board members, you hold responsibility for the fact that that commission went off the rails because you approved of the people who were appointed to that commission. And even County Executive Kirkman stated when she rescinded her appointments that it had gone off the rails from the mission of the commission. So I think as a county board, you have a resolution that states there's a public health crisis due to racism in Kenosha County. So as leaders in our community, it's your responsibility to see that a public health crisis is being addressed. And Veronica named some past incidents that happened that indicate racism is still a problem here in Kenosha County. I'm going to remind you of an incident that very publicly happened at Country Thunder this past summer, where a black reporter from Milwaukee was verbally assaulted. I'm not going to repeat what she was called. I'm sure you all read about it in the news, which is a real black mark on our county in terms of what we look like to people who are considering moving here. My husband works for a major corporation. Diversity and equity is, an important part of their mission statement and where they choose to locate, when they expand. And all the data and all the information that went into the decision to create the Racial and Ethnic Equity Commission still exists. You still have the resolution that says it's a crisis here in the county and it's not being addressed. I know I went to a listening session and Supervisor Thomas was there on housing, and we heard terrible stories from people in this community whose housing situations are appalling, and it's not being addressed anywhere by this county commission at this point. So I would really urge you to do the right thing for people in our community who really do deserve to have quality and equitable lives here. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other citizen?
Gail Clark Taylor, 7624 Eagleton. Thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight, and thank you, Jeff, for bringing this forward with the resolution. My involvement or following of the county board is only lasted about 3 years now. At the time that I became involved and I was observing racial and equity commission meetings, I noticed that there was falling apart. Not very much going on there that was very beneficial, and they were minus a number of people in action as well as not having complete contingency of. And they operated for a long time, waiting for someone, waiting for nominations to be placed on That's obvious to everyone. I don't think there needs to be any argument about that. I don't think there's any argument that there is racism in Kenosha. So please accept the just resolution and create a commission that is under the control of the whole board with the understanding that you have to have people on the commission that believe in doing what's right, that believe racism is a problem, and believe that institutionalized procedures and structures exist that are affecting this, and give them the power to do something about those things. The ranking things that were proposed by the last commission. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening, supervisors. I'm Heidi Helgeson. My pronouns are she, her, and hers. I live at 6507 40th Avenue. I'm here tonight to speak in support of the resolution to bring back the Racial, Ethnic, and Equity Commission with supervisors appointing commissioners. The county executive made some poor choices in Solis, O'Keefe, and Gonzalez, starting with the fact that none of them knew the mission or purpose of the commission. And as Commissioner O'Keefe stated when he was voted in, someone would have to prove it. Prove to him that systemic racism exists, a hard sell considering a racist post found on his Facebook page. During the tenure of the former commissioners, I attended at least six of the commission meetings. I emailed all three of those commissioners at least twice. In May of 2023, I presented a variety of educational materials on systemic racism to each member of the commission. I subsequently emailed and asked for time on the agenda to review the materials. I spoke at several meetings asking the commissioners if they had learned about systemic racism, the mission and purpose of the commission. They were all non-responsive. Veronica King also provided data. Gail Clark Taylor, Reverend Dr. Monica Cummings, Anthony Davis, the NAACP chair, among others, spoke and offered to support the commission. To my knowledge, none of them received the courtesy of a response. The substance of the meetings was chaotic and unproductive. Mr. Solis, the chair, who was appointed in what looked like a coup that arose from a negative quorum, did not even know Robert's rules of order. He allowed rants by Gonzalez. He called Elena Arrington out of order after he recognized her to speak. There were shouting matches and insults slung, culminating in Solis calling Troy Landry boy. I was there, 10 feet away. I heard. Because of poor leadership and poor choices, the commission was finally dissolved. I'm strongly in favor of resurrecting this commission because, as Supervisor Gentz states, citizens deserve equitable access to services. Y'all know by now that I'm very passionate about social justice, but I learned a long time ago how hard it is to convince people to do something because it's right. So I'm going to make the argument that Lydia Spotswood has made and I referred to at the county board. Kenosha County needs to address systemic racism because it's cost effective. You may recall hearing this data. Citibank did a study from 2000 to 2020. What they found is that the cost of systemic racism to our economy is $16 trillion. That's half of the national debt. I hope you decide to do what's right, even if it's only for them.
Thank you. Any other citizens?
Number 11, 5122 23rd Place. I'm actually resurrecting a statement that I made maybe a year ago. When I first attended the REEC Commission meetings, I was the only citizen in attendance. When I saw what a clown show the meetings were among the like-minded appointed members of the commission, I encouraged some of my friends to attend with me, which they did. Nothing productive was taking place with those like-minded individuals. And this was apparent when that commission presented their first report. So then, moving forward, we had a commission made up of members with differing opinions, thoughts, and experiences. But the commission was hijacked by members of the public. And they were trying to completely derail this commission by organizing to keep uncomfortable, hateful, racist pressure on members of the volunteer citizen commissioners that they did not like. I myself witnessed reverse racism to some of these appointees. And that was taken, I mean, that was taking place. And members of this community will never be happy or want to work with others that don't think like they do. I witnessed it. Diversity of the mind. Diversity should also include people that don't think the way you do. Inclusion also means people that think differently than you. Inclusion means we make an effort to understand another person's perspective when we disagree. Nothing good came out of this social experience, so it cannot continue. The commission needs to be dissolved, and as I pointed out before, Kenosha County Thrive is in place. This commission is not needed. And for those of you that don't know, Kenosha County Thrive was a community-guided effort to assess the needs of Kenosha County in order to keep us healthy and thriving. Kenosha County Thrive is a data-driven plan to continue improvements to Kenosha County's quality of life. The three action groups that were determined in a recent vote by community stakeholders are access to affordable health care, mental health drug and alcohol use, affordable housing. Volunteer action groups were working together throughout the summer of 2023 to develop plans for improvement in each of these areas. Kenosha County Thrive is focusing on some of the areas that the REEC was tasked with focusing on, so duplication is not needed. And because somebody I know pays for the Kenosha News, they've been going through the health of Kenosha County, outlining priority areas for improvement. So they have been focusing on this. There was 124 question survey presented to county residents last year. So they're doing a 10-part series. So we got mental health. I did save them all. Finding affordable housing, right here. So this has been done. We do not need the division that the REEC Commission brings to this community. Thank you.
Any other citizens?
Jeff Dance, 8918, 29 Court, Supervisor, County Board Supervisor. The reason that I brought this forward, you can see from both sides, and that is the membership was flawed. So I thought maybe the best way to proceed with this would be to have the county board handle the membership and put people with diverse ideas on there. I don't think this commission should be made up of people just going out to try to prove one thing or another. It should be a fact-finding mission. But I think it is needed. I think the public has asked for it. And that's why I brought it back. And I think we'll all agree that it was a disaster. Both sides are agreeing that it was a disaster the last time. So if we put the right people in there and work towards a goal that we all can get behind, then I think that's what should be done. So that was a little bit of the motivation behind why I did this. There was enough public input that this should be revitalized for me to bring it back. Do I want it brought back the way it was last time? Absolutely not. It was a shit show, and I don't think we need that again. But I do think we need to look at it. Thank you very much.
Supervisor comments. Any supervisors?
Welcome back. It's been a few months. Good to be back.
Maybe anybody else? Any other supervisors? Okay, I made my comments just before the people visiting. So, any communication, Joe?
No.
Approval of minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Supervisor Thomas, second by Supervisor Bishop. Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Resolution recognizing March 2024 as National Social Work Month. Do we have a motion?
Moved by Supervisor Baker.
Second.
Supervisor Carroll.
This resolution recognizes all of our hardworking social workers in the county. They do great work helping children, families, adults, doing all different things, uniting families, helping people overcome mental illness, everything. So this just recognizes and thanks them for all their hard work.
Any others? Supervisor.
Does anyone know about how many social workers we do have? Whether they're contracted or actual employees?
It's hard to say because some are contracted and some are actual employees.
I'm just saying combined, is it 50, 60?
Oh, it's way more than that.
100? I don't
several
know.
Several hundred, I would say.
We have so many contract services, it's hard to measure.
Okay. No, I was just curious on what that number was of.
Anybody else? Seeing none? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Oh, sorry. What is it?
Aye.
Yeah, it was hiding me.
Oh, yeah, totally, you know. Sorry about that. Thank you. Number eight, I guess it was scratched out. Number nine, resolution modifying the ratio.
No, it was seven.
Hold on, we have another resolution.
It's seven.
That's work.
Oh, sorry. Okay. The resolution recognizing April 15-19 is National Work Zone Awareness Week. Is there a motion? Moved by Vice Chair Decker, second by Supervisor Basho. Supervisor Decker.
So I reached out to Shelley Billingsley and Clement Obangwa regarding work zone safety or work zone awareness week, safety week, just because we have so many hardworking highway department workers and we want to recognize them and bring awareness to how we need to be safer in work zones when they're out there doing their jobs. But the facts came from, the stats came from Clemens, so he got them. That's the most recent data available.
Okay. Anybody else? Any comments?
Sure. You know, it's the, normally the start of the season. They might be starting the season earlier this year. You know, I've been in construction my whole life, but been around highway work, and you hear about accidents and people getting killed because of motors not paying attention, especially with distracted driving these days, mobile devices and whatever else is distracting their lives. And this is a big deal. We've had some major construction in the county in the past couple of years with Highway 50 here in Kenosha and with that operation. Whenever you go through there, it was very challenging, and I know that they dealt with a lot of challenges. So, you know, even though it's a week and it's an awareness, it's really the entire season. When construction is going on, to be aware, really affect people. Right?
Thank you, Chair. First, thank you for the resolution. It's timely and purposeful, which is what I appreciate about it. The rate of incidents in our community is more than on the rise. It's out of control. Coming to the board meeting last night, I was stopping at a red light. He stopped at a red light when the car in the lane next to me continued to drive straight through the red light without even abating his speed a half mile. And scary. I watched light fly over my house 2-3 times a day. First, they come from Burlington across the roof. I saw them heading to a major accident on C today. Another. Flight transport. Our workers put themselves in jeopardy by simply trying to do their jobs, by simply being on the roads that we demand to have safe, passable, comfortable, in other words, not full of potholes, on a daily basis. So I recognize their efforts, we recognize that their safety is critical, to recognize that we have a responsibility and a trust to make sure that we do everything we can to keep them safe as they do their work, and that is critical to what they do. So thank you for bringing this forward.
Anybody else? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Passes. Okay, now I think you go to number nine, right? Resolution modifying the racial and ethnic equity commission of Kenosha County. Instead of motion. Instead of motion. Okay, dies for no motion. For the mayors, as they be appropriately for people to come in and go, we have a couple of things coming up, I believe.
Nothing that I'm aware of, actually, off the top of my head.
Okay, the other one is going to make us light up, right?
The two reviews?
Yeah.
Yeah, are both going to legislate?
They're going to legislate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to bring it to you.
I mean, you can if you want to, but we certainly, I think.
Okay, that's up right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to adjourn, anybody? Moved by Supervisor Decker, Supervisor Stock, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, wait, I think we're good.